I'm going to try to talk about light. We've looked at this before, but there's life in a look. Light. The apostle's declaring, writing about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all he ever wrote about and declared, isn't it? All of them. Once they've seen him, had nothing else to write about. No one else to declare him. So it is with any true preacher. He said these things, verse 4, 3 and 4, these things we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship. Verse 4, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. We write these things declare we unto you, preach these things, hoping, praying that you will have fellowship with us, that you'll be found in Christ. I pray, I hope and pray that every person in this room will be found in Christ. That's the purpose of preaching. I mean, well, His glory. But my heart's desire and prayer to God for central is that we all might be saved. Us and our children, all of them, be found in Christ in that day. He's coming soon. And these things we declare, we preach, rather Him. We preach Him. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. That's John and James, there was a time when they were not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ. John. There was a time that fishing was his life. And he was in darkness, even as others. He literally spent all night long fishing. Didn't he? That's what he loved to do. That was his life. He and James, they thought they were living the good life. But bless God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is light, came to him one day, and his brother John, or James, and brought him out of darkness into his marvelous light, from death to life. Called him out of that boat and put him in the ship. Put him in Christ. And Mac, from that day forward, John is in Christ, and Christ is his life. He's following him. He loves him. He believes him. He trusts him. He hears him. He can't get enough of hearing him. He's following him. And what do you want to talk about? John said, I want to talk about my Lord. And James did. And Simon, and Andrew, and Bartholomew, and Matthew. Matthew's life was money. But when Christ came, he delivered him from that. Christ is his life. These things I preach unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. That is a good... Turn to Acts 27 with me. Acts chapter 27. I was going to bring this up Wednesday. I didn't have time. But you know the analogy or the illustration of fellows in a ship. That's a good illustration. It really is. And I believe that's why the Lord gave us this word. But remember, all that were in the ship were his disciples. Every animal in the ark was brought there by Noah. That whole story is a picture of Christ, isn't it? And him crucified. The ark bore the wrath and judgment of God, didn't it? But in the ark, they were all safe. Not one drop of rain fell on one single animal. Not even on a skunk. They were all safe in the ark. A mixed multitude. But they were all in the ark. That's a picture of all of God's people. They're in Christ. They're saved by Him. He's the ark. He's the captain. All in a ship have a captain. And life is in the ship. Life is in Christ. Eating. Your food's in the ship. Your drink's in the ship. You live, you laugh, you sorrow. You mourn, you rejoice. All together going through the same ups and downs, trials and troubles and worries and fears and all that. But if you're in the ship and you got a good captain, that ship is your salvation, and that ship is going to bring you to your destination. That's Christ. And so I pray that everyone in here might be found in Him. Found in Him. Acts 27 is a story of Paul and several people who were in a ship. Okay? They were in the ship. Paul was God's man. God's preacher. All right, verse 20. Look at this. Be careful, I'll get carried away with this. It's so good. There was no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. Oh, what a picture that is of God's people in Christ. Sufferings. Psalm 107, that's what it is. Those go down to the sea in ships. These see the works of the Lord. Troubles. But Paul, verse 21, said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me." Only people would listen to the preacher, but no, they don't. But verse 22, he said, "Now I exhort you, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. There shall be no loss of any man's life among you." Every single person in this ship is going to be saved. But the ship's going to be broken up. The ship's going to be broken. For you. And you're going to go to land clinging to little pieces. But not one, look at verse, down in verse, where is it? See if I can find it. Verse 34. Paul says, "I pray you, take some meat now, cheer up, this is for your health." They were all worried about shipwreck. "Not a hair will fall from your head of any of you. Now let's give thanks." So he took bread and gave thanks. And he'd broken it. They all began to eat. They were all of good cheer. I hope what I just said will give somebody some good cheer. You're in Christ. And not a hair of your head will fall from you. If you're in Christ. Earlier on, they were so distraught that some fellas got one of the lifeboats and let it down over the side. And they were all going to flee the ship. And Paul said, "If you get out of the ship, you're going to perish." He said, "Cut the ropes, boys, and let her fall off. Cut all ties. Cut all hopes. Cut all your dependence on anything else. Stay in the ship. I've told you now, no loss of one life ended up being this ship." And that's Christ. You're complete in Him. All fullness is in Him. All salvation is in Him. Oh, don't be carried away with any wind of doctrine. Cut the ropes. Cut all ties. Cut all your hopes, your faith, and anything and everyone else. And stay in the ship. Cling to Christ. His life in Christ. Be not moved away from your hope that is in Christ. Go back to 1 John. 1 John. So he said, "These things we write unto you, things we declare unto you, that you may have fellowship. Truly our fellowship's with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." That's who the Father rejoices in, His Son. Who the Son rejoices in, the Father. And so do His people. Verse 4, "These things we write unto you, that your joy may be full." That your joy may be full. Does the gospel sometimes fill you with joy? Huh? Not always. Be honest. I'll be honest. We're flesh. The Lord knows that. The flesh lusts against the spirit. Spirit against the flesh. But if there's a spirit there, if there's a new man there, there's a new man and an old man. If there's a new man there, he rejoices in Christ. There's an old man that doesn't. And they're all the time battling one another. We're not wrestling with just the flesh, but this old man in us that can't see. "Do you not rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, these things we write," and remember Paul said to the Philippians, "to write the same things unto you is not grievous to me." Paul never grew tired of telling his story, how Christ chose him and how Christ came to him, how Christ awakened him out of his darkness and death. And now Christ died for him. He never got tired of that. And that was his story. That's what he told everybody. Because Christ was his life. Christ was his salvation. Christ was his joy. That's how you know the people of God. That's how you know the preacher of God. He's preaching Christ. That's how you know the people of God. They want to hear of Christ. They believe Christ. They trust Christ. That's how you know the church of Christ. Christians. What do Christians do? They worship Christ. Pretty simple. They follow Him. They look to Him. Well, does He fill you with joy? You rejoice in Him? Verse 5, this then is the message we heard of Him and declare we unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. This is the message. What's the message? He said, this is the message. We heard it from Him. Who? God. Who? Christ. What did Christ say? He told him, I am the light of the world. If any man follow me, he won't walk in darkness. He won't stumble. I'm the light. We heard this from him. He's light. God is light. See if I can make good on this. My preacher used to say, see if I can make good on this. He is light as in the sun. S-U-N. There's life. There would be no life without the sun, would it? Well, in Him we live and move and have our being. Every single person that lives on this earth lives because He lives. Because God has given them life. That's animal life. All right? Life in the sun. Light comes from the sun. If there was no sun, there'd be no light, would there? You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see anything. You'd be in total pitch black darkness. You'd be dead. You wouldn't see anything, know anything. There'd just be nothing. Nothing. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. We got to start there, don't we? That's where light is first created. Genesis chapter 1. God is light. So, and who we're speaking of is not only God the Father, but God the Son. Spirit. These three are one. But the only God we'll ever see and voice we'll hear is Jesus Christ. So he said, I'm the light. I'm the light. But he's the light as the sun, as in the sun. The sun, he's even called that in the sun of righteousness. With healing in his ways. Fire. Sun is a burning fire, isn't it? It's unapproachable. You can't get too near it. They say we're so many miles from the sun. How do they know? You can't get close enough to measure it. You're just guessing. But you can't look at it. You can't look at it. Can you? Huh? It'll blind you. This is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God. Can't get near Him. He's a consuming fire, Scripture said. Describe the sun. Somebody describe the sun. If you say it's hot, they say it's how many degrees? How do they know? You can't put a thermometer in it. Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? That's what comes from looking into black holes. You'll get like that. How hot is it? It's hot. That doesn't even come close to describing it. It's bright. You can't. It's so bright you can't look at it. Paint the sun. They got that fellow they call the painter of light. You can't paint light. You couldn't look at it. Could you? That's silly, isn't it? When John saw the Lord Jesus Christ, he blinded him. Paul blinded him. Fell on his feet, face, John did. Where am I? Genesis chapter 1. Look at this. Light. God is light as in holiness, purity, perfection, beauty, power, understanding, knowledge, life, warmth, everything. He's light. That's Christ. He's all that. In the beginning, Genesis 1, God created the heaven and the earth. Who did? John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Who's that talking about? Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Great is the mystery, but it's without controversy. God was manifest in the flesh. Paul wrote in Colossians 1 that all things were made by Him. Well, God, that's Christ. He said, I was ever with Him in the beginning. All things created by Christ. Jesus Christ, yes, is God. The earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. Darkness. You heard Brother Pruitt's message, didn't you? When he preached here? You remember every point, I'm sure. But he preached on this as a picture of salvation. It is. God who is light, Christ who is light, comes to us, and we are without Christ, without hope, in darkness, even as others. But God, rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loves some people, quickens them. How? The Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, at the darkness on the face of the deep, this darkness that we're in of sin and ignorance and superstition and religion. And God spoke, verse 3. First three verses, you have the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. God said, the Word spoke, let there be what? What's the first thing? Light. And there was light. And we won't have light until we see Christ. In His light, we see light. John 1, go there, I quoted John's gospel. Turn with me to John chapter 1. Let us not sleep as do others, okay? John chapter 1. John 1, I quoted it to you. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. We just looked at that. John had already written that, but he wrote it again. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Look at John 3. John chapter 3, verse 18. John 3, look at it. Verse 18. Everybody knows, well, they think they know John 3:16. But look at verse 18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Loved? No. Verse 36 says, the wrath of God abideth on him. Verse 18, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. This is condemnation. Light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Read on. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. What does light do? It reproves deeds. It exposes. But he that doeth truth, he that believeth on the Son, cometh to the light, cometh to Christ, Christ, that his deeds may be made manifest. Christ's deeds. And that what he has done for us and in us, that they're wrought in God, not by us, but in God. Look at John 8. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Look at this. God is light. Christ is light. John chapter 8. You have it? I just quoted it. Verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This then is the message. God is light. Who is light? Christ is light. God is light. See, I got to quote it. I quote it every time I preach, just about. See, God who caused the light to shine out of darkness, when He comes, like He did to James and John and Peter and Simon and Andrew and Matthew and all that, who were in darkness even as others. God, who caused the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. This is the message of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Have you seen the light? It's not a what, it's a who. This then is the message. Our text says this, 1 John 1. This is the message we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. In him is no darkness at all. Stay with me. In his person. In his persons, all light, all knowledge. God sees all, knows all, learns nothing. Learns nothing. God doesn't react to anything. Somebody said this. It was, who was it? Oh, Ed Berry said this to me years ago. He quoted an old preacher. This is good. You've probably forgotten it. But you told me this. An old preacher one time said, does it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurs to God? You remember saying that, Ed? I don't know who the preacher was, but that's good, isn't it? God knows everything. Thou, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. If I say the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. But men, foolish men, are in darkness. The world's in darkness. Say, he doesn't see. Fool, he that made the eye, doesn't he see? He that made the ear, does he not hear? Yes, he does. There's no darkness to God. You can't hide from God. That's a bad thing, it's a good thing. Well, in him is no darkness at all, in his person. In his person, he's all-knowing, all-seeing. He sees all. His eyes behold. His eyelids try the sons of men. You know, if the Lord will reveal that to us, it will create something of the fear of the Lord. This is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Thou, Lord, seest me. Thou seest me. You've known me. See me. David. Simon Peter, that's when he first got a glimpse of who Jesus was. When our Lord knew all the fish in that sea and called those fish, he knew where all the fish, they're not on the left side, they're on the right side, they're right there, I see them all. And he numbered all of them, put them in that net, and Simon couldn't get them, they couldn't get them in the boat. But the Lord numbered every one of them. And Simon Peter hit his knees. Why? Because he knew the Lord saw his thoughts, saw his heart, saw every thought in his, wasn't a word in his mouth, he didn't know it. Everything he'd ever said, everything he's going to say. Everything he'd ever done, everything he's going to do. Everything he'd ever thought, everything he will thought. Now that ought to create fear, and it also ought to create comfort. After a while, that gave Simon real comfort. He knows me. I can't hide. Tell you what I'll do, Simon said. I'll hide in him. I'll hide under the blood. That's the only thing you can't see. That makes sense. It does to you. In him is no darkness at all. Oh Lord, take the light of thy word and convict and convince and make that hard heart contrite. Lord, kill, then quicken. Lord, wound, then heal. Lord, lead, guide, direct. Possess, take possession of. Can you say that when he said in John 3, you remember he said, he that doeth truth cometh to the light. You come to the light and said, Lord, wound me, but heal me, kill me, make me alive. Lord, possess me, know me, search me, see if there be any wicked way, and lead me into the way of life. Can you say that? Take thy light. I know what it's going to show me. We come, so many of you, after preaching, you say it's convicting. You know, what do I say every time you say that? Good. That means there's life there. That means there's light there. Show me myself. But don't leave me there. In thy light we see light. Oh Lord, this is what David said. Send out thy light and thy truth. Hey, a great light. Send a great light. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Mercy and truth met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed together. Light and truth have met together in Christ. Send your light, your truth. Lead me. Isaiah 9 says of some who walked in darkness, the people walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those that dwell in the land of shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Saul of Tarsus thought he had the light, didn't he? Thought he knew God. He was in darkness. Most people were, if he knew. Just a little band of disciples that he looked down upon, ignorant, uneducated, unlearned. They weren't under the law like he was. He's one in darkness. Not them. It says, suddenly there shone a light round about him. And he spoke to him. Nobody else heard him. But he spoke to Saul, didn't he? Saul, Saul, who are you, Lord? See, the light's not a thing, it's a person. God is light. Christ is light. Send thy word, thy light. When God sends his light, his truth, his gospel, like Saul of Tarsus, he'll blind your eyes. Saul was blinded when he saw Christ. Blinded to his own. He used to think he was something. Now he's nothing. Blinded to his own. Before he thought he was wise. Now he realized, I don't know anything. He was led like a child. He went from a leader of men, a teacher of men, to a little child being led by fishermen. It says in our text, in him is no darkness at all. Do you see why I couldn't get hardly past it? In him is no darkness at all. In him, no darkness, no ignorance, no blindness, but you know what I believe this means? In him is no darkness at all. If you're in him, you'll see clearly. In thy light we see clearly. I gave this to you Wednesday. I don't have many illustrations. It's still a good one. If you wanted to see the world for what it was when you were in that ark of Noah's ark, it had one window. One source of light, right? One source of light. If you wanted to see the world for what it really was, you might think it's this way or think it's that way. You want to see clearly? You want to see clearly what's happening to the world and what has happened to you and what where you're going? Go to the window and look out. You'll see clearly. That world is perishing under the overflowing scourge of God's wrath. The love of God doesn't abide upon it. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. All right, Noah was a sinner. Wasn't long after he got off that boat that he sinned, didn't it? All of them were sinners. What was their hope? They now saw clearly. If we weren't in this ark, we'd be a goner just like them. They saw clearly. Looking out that window. This is what they're seeing. Clearly. There's no gray area here. Outside of Christ, you're a sinner that God's going to judge. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. I don't care, you're the best person on earth. If you're not in Christ, covered by Him, enduring the wrath of God for you, by Him, you're dead. And only looking out that way you see, they're perishing and I'm saved. Why? How did I get in this ark? I didn't bring myself. Ask every animal, how'd you get here? Noah brought me. In thy light we see light. In him is no darkness at all. It's no gray area. If you're in Christ, you know the truth. That makes sense. Certainly it means there's no sin in him. But it's much deeper than that. All right, look at this next verse. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Walk in darkness. What kind of darkness is that? Well, it's the darkness of ignorance. I've been talking about that. The darkness of blindness. The darkness of this world. The world is in darkness. The world is in darkness. Romans 1 talks about it. They worship the creature, not the creator. How dark, how blind can you be? The eternal power of God and his Godhead are clearly seen by the things that are made. I can't see in darkness. Boy, when Christ comes to you, you know, and reveals himself to you and God turns on the light, you see clearly, don't you? Everything. He made everything. Kind of like a little child when it's born, you know. And finally, after a while, it begins to know, wow. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You see his hand in everything, don't you? Only in his light. Only when he turns on the light. And if he doesn't, you can't see anything. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how educated you are. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And in Romans 1 says, their foolish hearts was darkened. You can have 20 degrees and still be in the dark. We say that about somebody that doesn't know something. We say, he's in the dark about that. Well, if you don't know God, I don't care what you know. You're in the dark. And if you don't know that Jesus Christ is God, you're in the dark. And if you think that you can get to God anyway but Christ, you're in the dark. But when light comes, clear as the nose on your face. Some of you have some pretty big noses. I don't know where we got that. Clear as a nose on your face. Where did that come from? This world is in darkness. False religion is darkness. Brethren, false religion is darkness. Some of you are in it and you know it. But they say some good things. You can say some good things and not preach the gospel. You can say some true things and not preach the truth. Rather than the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, is Jesus Christ. And if you find out the truth, if you learn the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, you know what you'll preach? Jesus Christ. You know what people will want to hear? Jesus Christ. Tell me. I've come to the light. If you're not in the light, as he's in the light, you walk in darkness. Here's what Paul said. How can light have fellowship with darkness? Can't. And he that walketh in darkness, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, if you can get along with modern religion, if you can go into one of these places that's blaspheming our God and lying on the Lord Jesus Christ, and lying on the souls of men and feel comfortable, you're in the dark. They hated Jesus Christ. Religion hated Jesus Christ. And they killed him. And they hated everybody that preached him. And things haven't changed. If you can feel comfortable walking with the people of this world, something's wrong. Yes, you're the light of the world. But if you can walk with them comfortably and continue to walk with them, your light's gone out. You're the salt of the earth. If you can walk in your salt has lost its savor. Look with me, Ephesians 5. Here's what this plainly says. If we walk in darkness, they say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. We're liars. Don't do the truth. Look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 5. This ye know, no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain word. Doesn't matter who it is, what they say. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You were sometimes darkness. Didn't he say back there, we walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, rulers of the darkness. Our former conversation, fulfilling the lust, you were. Now, verse 8, you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. The fruit of the Spirit's goodness, righteousness, truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. That's the good and perfect will of God. This is it. We're reading it. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. Reprove them. It's a shame to even speak of those things which are done of them to see. All things are reproved and made manifest by the light. Whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Days are evil. Don't be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Walk in light. 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'll close with it. I'll go back to the text, but 1 Thessalonians 5, look at this. He said, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, walk with a darkness that is religion and people in darkness, and walk with them, can feel comfortable, something bad is wrong. And so he urges us, come out from among them. Be ye separate. Didn't he? 1 Thessalonians, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says in verse 3, they shall say peace and safety. That's what religion said. Sudden destruction cometh upon them. Travail upon a woman with child. They shall not escape. Ye brethren are not in darkness, as that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light, children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others. All comfortable. Everything's fine. I'm just okay. But let us watch and be sober. They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. Let us who of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, a helmet, a hope of salvation. God has not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Edify one another, even as also you do. Does this convict you? Does it? Say, yeah, good. Then listen to what he says. How can light have fellowship? Can't do it. Go back to our text. So he says, and here's where we're going to end up, and you're going to like this. And Wednesday night, we're going to look at it some more. And light can't have fellowship with darkness, people. Light doesn't rub off on darkness. Cleanliness doesn't rub off on pigs. If you water with pigs, you're going to be like them. There's an old saying, you are what you eat. And that is true to a degree. If you eat the wrong thing and eat too much, you'll abuse your body. But I'll tell you this, you are who you walk with. You are who you walk with. They're of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. That's what the world hears. Light can't walk with darkness. Oil and water don't mix. Christ and Baal. The worship of Christ in modern religion cannot cohabit. Cannot do it. You walk in two different directions. Alright, verse 7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, brethren, I've been preaching to you the word, the light, the light, the light, the light. Been holding forth the light. Christ the light of his word. He says, here's the light. Walk in it. Do it. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Come out from among them. We have light. Walk in the light as he is in the light, and we'll have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ. God's Son cleanseth us from all sin. This then is the message. This is the message. God is light. He sees all, knows all. He is light, consuming fire. How are we going to get near to God? Christ came. In his light we see light. Veiled himself. Remember when he took three disciples up on the mountain and peeled back his flesh and saw light. And he said, I am come. I am the light of the world. That light, he's the light that lighteth every man that has light. In his light. And he's shown us the light of the knowledge of the glory of the salvation, the mercy, the grace, the goodness, the redemption. The gospel is in Christ. Christ, Christ, in him crucified. It's only hope. We keep holding forth the light. Come to the light. Come to the light. And he says, don't get out of the light. Don't walk in darkness. You'll be cast in outer darkness. You want to be found in Christ with God's people. All right, let's sing a closing hymn.